The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's get to the first talk back of the day.
Hey guys, is Edgar without the haircut? I know you guys are gone for the week, so you guys won't hear this talk back. And if you do play this talk back, it's Magic Mike probably playing it and your AI personality is answering the talk back. But anyways, Selena, I'm sorry. The Raiders suck. You're going to chug a lot. I don't even know what to tell you. Thank God they fired Chip Kelly, but Raiders suck.
Guess what? You suck!
We knew that already, so...
We knew that... We didn't know the Raiders were this bad. I mean, we know... We've known for a few weeks, but yeah. Woof!
I'm kind of mad that, like, before we put in our actual numbers for this season-long football bet we're doing here on the JV Show... I did all the research. I asked AI, I went to ChatGPT to give me, like, how many games do you think they're going to win? They said 6.
I like how that suffices in 2025 is doing research, right? Asking a computer that's never played football before, doesn't know anything about the sport. It's like, what do you know about
it?
Tell me everything you know.
All the stats, and it can
or
do,
does
like...
It?
Well, for the most part.
Right, but sure. At the end of the day, that's what sucks, because then nobody really knows what will happen.
So, to update our season-long football bet, Selena, you selected the Raiders to have how many wins this season?
5. 6. 6?
Yes.
Yeah. 6, I believe. Wow. And
then AI said they would win 7s. I remember I went one under that. So AI said 7.
Take that, AI.
I picked 6.
And I undercut you on the Raiders.
Worse.
Is 6. They're stuck at 2 wins right now, I believe. And they got embarrassed yesterday. At home against a quarterback starting his first game ever in the NFL, Shedeur Sanders, the Deion Sanders kid. And it was not pretty. And then they did fire, as Edgar without the haircut mentioned there, they did fire Chip Kelly, their offensive coordinator, after that game. Like, that'll help. Brutal. Jess, how's your season-long football bet going? Because you selected the New York Giants to have how many wins?
5.
And what do they have right now?
2.
That game yesterday. Oh, like, did you watch?
No.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
I don't want to watch anything anymore.
Look, I'm in the survivor pool, and there's a huge money on the line to win this thing, and I've made it this far. I've survived. If you've ever done a survivor pool, you're just picking a winner each week. And yesterday, I picked the Lions to beat the New York Giants.
Ooh.
And inside my head, as the New York Giants are just smacking the Lions up and down the field, and I was like, if they lose this game, I'm never going to hear the end of it, because I got to hear they lost to Jess's team, her hometown team from Salinas. I was terrified yesterday.
Oh.
Terrified. Selena, they hit a field goal, a 59-yarder or something at the buzzer to send it into overtime, and then the rest is history. The Giants beat themselves yesterday.
How
it was classic.
Annoying is that? Oh my God.
So we're stuck at 2.
We're stuck at 2.
That game took like 3 years off my life yesterday.
Graham, and how is your football bet?
Well, we shall find out, because I selected the Niners to have 11 wins.
Oh,
they currently
tonight.
Have 7. They play tonight, Monday night.
Got it.
We'll talk about
You're
that
getting now. Closer, though.
Let's do
getting
a
there.
Second talk back of the day.
Sure.
Good morning, Jenny Show. Happy Thanksgiving week, even though you guys are in. Dang. Well, AI's doing pretty good, making it sound like you guys are on the air. So, good job, AI.
What? Everybody thinks...
Everyone thinks, despite us having come in and worked the beginning part of Thanksgiving week, every week for the last, I don't know, 10 plus, 15 years or whatever,
here,
everybody thinks we take this entire week off.
We should. We honestly
yes.
should at this point.
So now we know
and
next
everyone
year.
Thinks anyways.
And also, a bunch of you listening, well, not you listening, because a lot of you that normally listen, you took this week off because your kids are out of school and whatever. And
thank you.
So the real ones are listening this morning. The real ones.
The real ones. But they don't, but they think that we're not real.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. I sent AI me in today. I wanted to sleep in.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
All right. But no, we are here live. This is us in the flesh. Graham, I know you had your first Thanksgiving. Graham has 2 Thanksgivings, if you don't know. And he'll explain why next. But I do want to know how the first one went. We'll talk about it next here on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The 4 things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Normally, I would do the top 3 movies of the box office, but only one movie matters, and that's Wicked for Good, obviously. It is number 1. We all knew that. It made $150 million here domestically, $226 million worldwide. far bypassing the first Wicked movie. That one only made $114 million its first weekend. And Wicked for Good is now the second highest domestic opener of the year. The only movie to make more is a Minecraft movie.
I refuse to watch. Refuse to watch.
Same.
I will not watch
Same.
It.
Same. Jay, already watched You it. Watched. We'll talk about that at 8:20.
All right, the 49ers hosting the Carolina Panthers tonight at Levi's Stadium for Monday Night Football. Niners come into the game 7-4 record. They need a win to keep pace with the Rams and Seahawks in their division. Both of those teams grabbed wins yesterday. Meanwhile, the Panthers are not a doormat this season. They have a winning record at 6-5. This will be the first time Christian McCaffrey will be taking on his old team. The Panthers drafted him back in 2017 before he was traded to the Niners in 2022. So despite what he says, he might have a little extra motivation tonight. We'll see. Niners-Panthers kicks off tonight at 5:15.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Mostly cloudy skies for your Monday. The sun will come out in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. And it's going to stay pretty consistent throughout the week, you guys. Oh. So it won't be too bad for Thanksgiving.
Nice. Bye. Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You have romantically had your eye on someone lately. And unfortunately for you, you're not the only one. You can't all date this person at once. So a competition is brewing.
Oh,
you have a good chance of winning if you come across as confident and assertive without being brash or desperate.
Wait, this is exciting stuff. Get you on a reality show. Do something.
Yeah. You got to compete for whoever this is. I like it.
Me too.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, did you do any traveling for your first Thanksgiving or was it?
I did.
Here. Where did you go?
I went to Chico.
To Chico. Okay.
That's where my family lives.
According to the FAA, this is going to be the busiest traveling holiday since 2010.
Whoa.
You know, every year just beats the previous records for how many people take to the skies and are on the roads more than 50 miles from their homes. So,
of course. Which
is get ready.
Every year is busier. Yeah.
They say tomorrow alone, the FAA is expecting more than 52,000 flights.
Whoa.
It's a lot. Busiest travel day of the year always. Yeah.
More than 360,000 flights just across the Thanksgiving traveling period. Period. This week. So a lot of traveling. But Graham, you went to Chico. How was it?
Yeah, mine was a road trip. Not too long road trip, luckily. Right. And Thanksgiving number one was a success, you guys. It was a good one. No green bean casserole in sight. I looked.
Yes.
What are you talking about? That's our signature dish here on the JV show. And we should be playing that song a lot today because we really are running out of time on the green bean casserole song. Lots of other sides. You want me to give you guys the rundown on the Herbert family? Because we do Thanksgiving at my parents' house the weekend before. And then I do Thanksgiving. Everybody then goes to the in-laws' families, you know, after that. So I'll be doing Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day with my wife's family.
Okay.
But at my family's Thanksgiving, we did turkey and ham again. Shout out to they might have both come from the Honey Baked Ham Company.
Nice. Selena. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, they're delicious. Obviously, mashed potatoes, stuffing, homemade cranberry sauce, which was really good. Green peas, which you guys fight me on every year, but you got to have some green peas on that plate. Spinach souffle.
Huh?
Any interest there?
Souffle? What does that look like?
It's kind of like
like frothy?
No.
Is it like a creamed spinach type of thing?
No, it's like puffy. It's like puffed up. Like
puffy spinach.
It's a souffle. Come on, guys. Like, it's a souffle. I don't know. Right. My wife makes it every year. That's like her go-to side that she makes.
Ah. Looks good. It looks like a giant muffin.
Yeah, you know, like the texture of maybe like a quiche? It's like that, but without eggs. You know what a quiche is?
I've never had a quiche.
Oh, my God. You for sure have eaten a quiche before.
A quiche.
Oh, my God.
How do you
souffle
spell?
And quiche. Google search is going on right now. What?
Oh, yeah. I never had a quiche. Nope.
Oh, come on.
Okay, the spinach souffle doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad. It looks like I would eat it.
Yeah.
How do you spell quiche?
Q-U-I-C-H-E. Quiche.
Okay, it looks like spinach souffle.
Yeah, okay. So while I was trying to describe the consistency, it's pretty similar between the two, but you guys haven't had either.
Okay.
So never mind. We'll move on. We had some sort of mashed sweet potato thing. Yeah, I don't know what that was. I took the tiniest scoop. Obviously, some rolls. And then we had mac and cheese. That was a pretty good. I mean, I stacked up a plate. It was huge. It was monster. And again, I'm now all Thanksgiving out. I'm ready to move on.
That's what sucks about you doing, too.
It's beginning to look a lot
too.
Like Christmas.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, he's done with Thanksgiving. He already had it.
I've scratched that itch. You know what I mean? Let's move on. The one thing I can say that was kind of the bummer at my Thanksgiving, and Selena, I feel like you would feel the same way as me. There was not a lot of drinking.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm there for, you know?
Right.
Like I'm ready to blow a little steam off, have the family Thanksgiving, make some... I used to be a bartender. I'll make some signature cocktails. We'll get some wine flowing. You know, we'll have all the things. I show up this year, and my brother stopped drinking like a year ago. So it's like I knew he wasn't going to be drinking. And then his wife sort of by default, like I feel like she wants to drink, but because he's not drinking, so she's like, well, I'm not really going to have it. She had like two sips of champagne, you know. It's like, ah, she's not really going to drink
it.
Wow.
Wait, if your partner stopped drinking, would you stop in solidarity?
I think you would drink less.
You would drink less, but I think you still drink.
It just depends. I don't know. Because the other person, you know, my brother's like, he's like the healthiest he's ever been. He's all ripped and like cut up, you know. It's just like he's, so you're kind of like, well, he's seeing the results from it. Maybe I should too. And even I'm like, well, dang, he looks good. Maybe I should be doing the same. Yeah, maybe I should too. And then my mom, you know, she's survived cancer recently. And because of the chemo and stuff, it kind of changed her taste. She's like, she used to love drinking wine. She's like, it doesn't taste the same to me anymore. And like, she doesn't really crave it anymore. So like, she didn't really drink. So then threw her out. And then my sister and her husband usually like the guy, me and him are making cocktails or in cocktail hour. He showed up this year. He's like, I haven't drank in 3 months.
I'm
just,
what?
You know, I'm just feeling healthier. And like, damn, he looked good too.
Oh,
I was like, maybe I should not be drinking because now he's all ripped up. He's all ripped up and shredded looking good. So he's out. That left just my twin sister and Kate and I.
You were the only three people drinking?
Yeah, my dad's never drank. He doesn't drink. That was it. The entire family doesn't drink anymore. We show up with all these bottles and all this stuff. I brought my own cocktail shaker, like, ready to go. Like, here we go. Like, who am I making drinks for? Just myself.
Just you.
It was weird.
But was part of you like, okay, like, more for us?
No, part of me felt judged.
Yeah.
Here's all these other people that are on their high horse. We're not drinking anymore. Look at us. They're all shredded with six-pack abs now all of a sudden.
I could see that.
Damn. I got to be doing the same thing.
The worst part is trying to not have too much fun, and they're going to be like, oh, she's drunk.
Yeah. Oh, look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
all you can't laugh as hard.
But then you're just outnumbered in the conversation because constantly it's like, you know, and I just wake up every day feeling so much better. And, you know, I've noticed less brain fog. And, I've lost 15 pounds. It's like all the benefits, they're just spouting them off the entire time. Shut up. Let me drink.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm thinking about quitting too.
Yeah. And then doesn't it make you feel like you're kind of the rude one that you just show up with all of these things?
It makes you seem like you're the weak one. Like, oh, you need, oh, you're still drinking, huh?
Yeah, the rest of us, self-control.
The rest of us have moved on. We're so advanced.
Matured. And then you get to a point where you start saying mature instead of mature.
Uh-huh.
You've matured.
A lot of that. Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh. See, I feel like that's kind of like an etiquette mistake, if you will. There are some things, I was looking at this list of things that you could think are a little bit polite when you show up to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like, they might have shown up with alcohol still just to be nice. Or you might have shown up with alcohol, but then at the end of the day...
like a case.
Right, but then you're not being that polite to everybody else who isn't even drinking at the party. So there are some things to avoid this Thanksgiving season, you guys.
Okay.
Bringing a dish that needs a lot of work once you arrive. Because if it's not ready yet and you get there and taking over somebody else's kitchen... it's kind of rude.
I thought that's what Thanksgiving was. Everyone's elbowing each other in there for space and trying to make their thing.
If I go to someone's house, I go with everything done already. Unless it's something that just needs like some whipped cream on top or something. Something quick like that. But your wife, like she brought a...
Spinach souffle.
That was done. She wasn't like making it there.
Yeah, but you still then toss it in the oven or whatever, heat it up. And that oven real estate's pretty precious.
Yeah.
As everybody's trying to heat whatever the thing they brought up.
What do you guys think about bringing Tupperware to Thanksgiving?
Smart planning.
To pack your leftovers in.
That's just smart. You should have seen the amount of stuffing and stuff that was left over.
There's times I wish I've done that.
See, well, according to this site, that's actually not good etiquette. Like, you don't want to do that unless you're asked to by the host.
Interesting.
But I feel like if it's family, like, who cares?
I thought that was part of the fun, the Thanksgiving leftovers. You should have seen the Thanksgiving sandwiches I was eating on the drive home yesterday. They were so good.
But don't you wait till the host is like, oh, like, make sure you take some of this and make sure you take some of this. Like, what if they don't say any of that?
Well, no. keep your stuff in a bag. Keep it in a duffel bag. Keep your Tupperware, like, in your purse. And then they're like, oh, everyone can bring some home. And like, thank God. You're going to break out your 40 Tupperware containers. Fill them up.
And you have to, like, know, I guess, who would be comfortable with it and not. Like, I'm not doing that at, like, the in-laws' house. It's my first time hanging out with them. And I brought all my Tupperware to steal all your food. But, like, it's my mom's house. Like, I don't need to wait for her permission. Like, I'm taking her food.
Would you guys ever do that at a work Thanksgiving party?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
No. Some people did that at my fiance's work.
Really?
They did. Yeah. He was like, not even I did that. And he eats a lot. He was like, well, I'm going to go home and get mine and bring them too, because everybody was apparently like prepared and they had their Tupperware ready.
I've seen enough of our coworkers walk out of the bathroom without washing their hands.
I know.
I don't want to bring home whatever food they created.
These are the same people making the food. I don't even want to touch
it. No thanks. I'm out.
Next on the JV show, a couple of animal things, like this new tool that you might want for your dog. Graham has details next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
I just know for one fact that Raider fans, we still love this team no matter what. Can't say the same for Niner fans, because if y'all was in the position the Raiders were in with 24 years of losing, I don't think we would even know y'all being Niner fans. At least we're Raider fans. We still rep the colors. We still rep the jerseys, the shield. We will love this team and die on the hill even though they suck. Can't say the same for the rest of the 31 NFL teams.
Graham, we'll let you respond to that.
I mean, that's the argument from Raider fans as old as time, that Niner fans aren't as diehard, despite there being no evidence to show that, Raider fans have stuck with the team more than Niner fans would stick with their team. That's a hypothetical, so we have actually no evidence to back that up, but that argument, I'm going to hear that, till the day I die. And Raider fans, sure, you have a few more face painters than we do. I don't know, does that make you guys more diehard? Like, I don't know, you guys dress up a little more and, like, face paint more, does that make you more diehard fan? I don't know. I mean, you guys can... And the other argument I hear from... Look, I'm not trying to stomp on Raider fans while you're down. It's been a tough season, and I really only do this because the times that I've lent my support to the Raiders, Raider fans on these airwaves are like, don't, no, we don't want your support, we don't want your room for us. So I'm like, okay, I won't. But then the other argument that I always hear is Niners suck because you guys lost in the last few Super Bowls that you've been to, and we wouldn't have lost. Well, I don't know. I'd rather have winning seasons than losing ones. I don't know. I
mean, yeah.
Whatever.
Whoa, way to and rub
Graham,
it in.
Graham just speaking facts over here. I got your back,
buddy. I hear that knock on Niner fans all the time. You guys aren't as diehard. Prove it. I don't know. How do you prove that? How do you prove that? I don't know. It seems like a baseless argument.
It is Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. On a Monday, the JV show. I am Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Grammy. What do you have?
All right. University has developed a new button designed just for your pets. Mainly, they made this one just for dogs, but I guess cats could use it too, and maybe even some other animals. They call it the Dogosophy button, and originally it was designed for, I don't know. Originally, it was designed for, like assistance dogs, service dogs, to be able to turn on the lights for their owners and do other things like that. And the button is meant to be either activated by their paw, or they have a nose activated one too that they can nudge with their nose. But now they're putting this on sale to the public. Like, this is a great idea just for all pets to be able to turn the lights on, turn the air conditioning on, turn fans on, and things like that. Would you guys like your pets to be able to control all the different devices in your house?
No.
Did you? I heard a yes and I heard a no. Selena, let's dive into the yes. You have a dog that I think you have a dog because you don't ever talk about it or love it.
Right. Yeah.
But you have a dog, Bentley. Would you like him turning on the lights and maybe turning on the dishwasher or whatever?
Yeah. If he can start doing chores and like turn off the light when I'm already in bed, and things like that. Absolutely. Who wouldn't want that?
But what if little Bentley boy's like, man, it's hot in here, and we know you run cold and you're freezing, and Bentley boy's like, I'm going to turn the AC on here in the middle of the night
because
I'm over here panting.
I mean, you don't just get to do things without, even my own kids are not.
What is your dog going to go ask your consent?
Yeah, I mean, my kids don't just get to mess with the thermostat all day. No, like, it's set to what it's set. And if,
but this button, they could just go and press it.
Well, Bentley would have to, learn the rules of the house. You don't just go messing with things. But if Big Mama says, hey, can you turn the light on or turn on the air?
Oh, so you want it when he's, like, under your control and he's your little servant.
Yes, just like my other kids.
No, this was supposed to be giving pets the autonomy to do things for themselves. Like, it is hot in here. Let me turn the fan on for myself that they can do that that kind of stuff.
I think I'm back out.
Okay, you're out. Yeah. Jess, you're out.
I don't need him running up the bills.
Yeah, it's a no for me because I just know any time that she would try to get my attention, she would go turn the stove on probably or, you know, have the water running or whatever other thing was controlled by this
button.
Yeah,
cats really hate you, huh?
It's not that they hate you. They just have boundaries. Also, though, anytime my cat is hungry and I'm not paying attention to her, she does something, obviously, for me to pay attention. She'll start chewing on certain cables or, like, she just knows that that's going to get me up. So now imagine her turning on, like, the stove or...
Yeah, it's going to be a power play.
The heater or...
Major power struggle in your household. Mine, look, I love my dog, Hambone. She's a golden retriever. She's not all that smart, you know? She's cute and, like, real lovable, but I just feel like she would turn something on, then leave the room, forget about it, then go turn something else on. You know, it would just be... I'd be walking through the house turning stuff off left and right because she would have turned something on and just left
the
room.
It's like having another toddler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't need her controlling the lights and things. I mean, I see some practical applications for this, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Speaking of pets, do you remember not too long ago we were talking about raccoons as pets?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And how much you would all love to have one. I saw this report yesterday that like city raccoons, they're like evolving.
Oh, they're becoming more domesticated or something.
Yes,
I saw
something
about
that. More domesticated. No so way. This could be like humans' next pet.
Whoa.
Like they did all these different studies and things and they found that like city raccoons, their snouts are shorter than ones living like out in like the wild in the woods and stuff like that. And that's one of the signs of domestication and animals adapting to human environments. And they're becoming
a shorter snout. Interesting.
Instead of shorter snouts is one of the signs and they're becoming like less aggressive towards humor.
Not
humans.
The ones that used to roam into my trash cans in San Francisco behind my apartment. Man, those dudes were mean. I would just throw my wallet and everything on the ground. They'd take it. Whatever you guys want. It's yours. Have
I've
it.
Encountered some mean ones, too. At least I think. They usually just freeze up when they see me.
Selena, I feel like you would get one.
I think they're so cute.
Well, I mean,
I'm not there yet because I still feel like they'll scratch my face off, my face. But, I mean, down the line, if they keep on evolving to become friendlier and just cuter and cuddlier, like, why wouldn't we have raccoons as
pets? I mean, they check a lot of the boxes for what makes a good pet, right? Cute?
Yeah.
Definitely. Fluffy?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Fluffy tail? Got that. Smart?
Yep.
They're very, very intelligent, very crafty little guys. And, yeah, I don't know. Throw a leash on it. I'm in.
Me too.
40 years from now, everyone's just walking raccoons up and down the street.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be all these little different breeds and, like, different colors that they've bred.
Speaking of pets, how's your jelly bean doing, Selena, your hamster?
Good. Why?
Okay, just because we only mentioned Bentley as your pet, but you also have a little hamster.
I don't see Jelly Bean turning on appliances. She's so tiny.
Yeah, because she's dead.
No,
probably.
She's
like
alive.
All the rest of yours.
Because her hands are so teeny tiny.
Oh.
Where were we at in the hamster death pool? Because I feel like we're going to get to the end of this year and this thing's going to still be alive against all odds, by the way. And I think Selena will have one, though.
I know.
Wait, I think all of us
did
picked
everyone pick this year?
I got to double check, but I'm pretty sure I had picked like February of this year.
Yeah, I think everybody picked a 20. I don't think anybody had a 2026 attached to it.
Jelly Bean's thriving.
The year Jelly ain't over thriving. Yet. There's still time.
Stop.
Jelly Bean.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, this is your response to you saying that the statement is hypothetical. It's not. The last time the Niners had a losing record, I believe it was 2015 and 2017. The 2015 season, the Niners had a losing record. Levi Stadium was barely sold out, and same with 2017. Whereas Raider fans, we always sold out the Coliseum, no matter what the record was. So it's not a hypothetical statement. It's a true statement. It's a fact.
Okay, just to say, unfortunately, none factual. Let's not say any of that's fact just yet. Last time the Niners had a losing record, that was last season, by the way. It's apples to oranges a little bit, in my mind, the comparison. The tickets at the Coliseum are far, far cheaper than Levi's Stadium. Levi's Stadium, the Niners moving to Levi's Stadium, biggest mistake in my mind. It alienated so much of your fan base that lives far away. So high ticket prices and moving far, far away from a lot of your North Bay fans, that I think it plays a factor in my mind. And just spoiler alert, the Raiders did not always sell out the Coliseum. I could go through some years where they didn't. They used to black out the Raider games here when they didn't sell it out. And seven out of the eight home games in 2009, first four games in 2010, 2011. They did sell out most of their home games. That 2013, they hadn't sold them all. I'm just saying there are multiple years where the Raiders did not sell out, and then they had to tarp a bunch of the stadium and offer two-for-one tickets.
Oh.
So I just, like, there's, I don't know, it's apples to oranges in my mind. Again, Niner fans are diehard. Raider fans, we know you're diehard. I hate the argument, Raider fans are more diehard than Niner fans.
Yeah, why can't we all just be diehard and just move on?
Don't tell me how to fan, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's, we love our teams. We're diehard.
There you go. Let's just agree on that part.
Yes.
There.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Got some disturbing details here in the David case. You know, David, the singer that had the dismembered body in his Tesla while he was out on tour, and it's been taking the cops months for them to do anything about this case. Last we talked about this, I told you that they are officially viewing David as a suspect. Why did it take so long? Again, we have no idea when all the evidence is pointing to him. Like, it's the strangest thing. Okay, well, I told you how one of the reasons why it's been taking forever is because they've been trying to figure out an official cause of death. That way they can rule this a homicide and, you know, really, really go from there. Well, apparently the body was in such bad condition when they found it because it had been frozen for months and then dismembered. They're saying that they may never be able to determine an official cause of death. Now, authorities are saying even if that is the case, even if it is listed as undetermined, they're still viewing it as a homicide.
But, right. I mean, you don't just wind up in the trunk of somebody's car cut up. Like, if, you know, I guess you could have, in theory, died of natural causes, and then the person could have done that. There is that scenario, but shouldn't that person still face damn near the same charges? Right?
But I guess it wouldn't be murder at that point. It would be, like, concealing a body or, I don't know, whatever. So that's why it matters.
That's insane.
Still feel like you should go to prison for a long time. You do either of those things.
I also saw that one of the, I don't know if he's working on the case officially, but there is a lawyer who I guess has talked to a lot of law enforcement sources, and he says they know who a second suspect is. There's another person that's been named that they think went to a remote area of Santa Barbara County with David earlier this year in springtime, and they believe that is where both of them dismembered her. So there's another person that is being investigated, and they are also trying to figure out, well, this body was frozen for months. Where? How? Like, so they were looking at, I don't know if authorities were looking at it, but a lot of people were looking at the freezer that was in David's rental home there in the Hollywood Hills. You know, you can go back to these rental websites and see pictures of inside the place before he rented it out. And there is a big freezer there. And if you were, you know, to take out the shelving in there, could you fit a person? Probably.
Oof. I can't believe we're basically going into the third month since her body was found, and how is he barely, you know, I guess being taken in? And I don't know.
The whole I strange. Told you it was this disturbing. I told you it was, all of the above. But that's where we're at now with the case.
They have to be close to being able to file charges.
They have to, right? I would hope
I hope.
I feel like they have enough evidence. But
I also, but we said that months ago. For some reason, it's just taking a lot longer. But I would have never assumed that there was a second person involved, too. So
no,
that
kind of
throws things off, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right. Get your skis and snowboards out, you guys. Wait, do you guys own skis and snowboards?
No.
Have you ever been skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding once.
Not me.
Jess, you've never experienced the snow?
Not in the skiing
you ever been on a sled?
Snowboarding.
You ever built a snowman? Okay. All right. I guess that counts for something. All right. The ski season gets underway today. Well, at one Tahoe resort, Heavenly Resort in South Lake Tahoe, celebrating their 70th anniversary this season, and they are preparing for their opening day, which is today. They say they got 20 inches of natural snowfall over the past week, and it's been really, really cold. At least it's been cold here, but apparently it's been quite cold up there, and so they've been making man-made a lot of snow. The entire mountain is not going to be open, but certain of their lifts are going to be open. A handful of them are going to be open starting today. Other places not yet ready to open up in Tahoe again. They've gotten a little bit of snow, not quite as much as they would like. Palisades say they've paused their targeted opening, which was supposed to be this Wednesday. No new date announced yet on their site. A handful of other Tahoe ski resorts all project over the next couple weeks for their opening date. But again, a lot of that is going to be weather specific. And I don't see a lot of, I looked at the 10 day forecast. I mean, Jess is our weather person here. I checked the 10 day forecast, looked pretty dry going forward for a little bit. It's going to be cold.
Dang it.
For the man-made snow, but for actual real heavy snowfall, we might have to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Oh, let's bring that down just a little bit. It's only Monday.
We're the only ones that showed up for work today.
True. How many days till Thanksgiving?
Three.
Tuesday, Wednesday, three. Yep. Look at Jess, good at math over here.
You know.
I would've been wrong.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what the bleep.word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
Oh, that's the... No.
I'm just going to play a clip of our Yep, Nope game song. It's coming up.
Here we
7:35.
Have you and your partner ever tried sneaking in a quick before all the family arrives for Thanksgiving dinner?
I tried it this past weekend. Denied. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then get your iHeartRadio app. Hopefully you're already streaming Wild 94.9 on there, because then you're ahead of the game. You can get your guess in quicker. Hit the talkback mic button. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. And of course, this is a family show. So whatever that guess you're about to make is, make sure it is radio friendly, PG family friendly. Get your guesses in quick though. First correct answer of the morning gets that JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Have you and your partner ever tried sneaking in a quick before all the family arrives for Thanksgiving dinner?
Hasn't everyone?
I think
so.
Gotta
at least suggest it.
Yeah. What is that? How does that saying go? You miss all shots, you don't.
Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Allison Benicia. Could the bleeped out word be nap?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Nap. That's the most popular guess so far this morning. Everybody throwing in the word nap. I like the post-Thanksgiving meal nap better than a pregame one. I like to eat a big meal and then power down.
Right. But then sometimes you can't do that if the family's still over. They're going to be like, hello, where's the host?
Or your nap gets carried away and you just take a full-on sleep and you wake up the next day. Then you missed Thanksgiving.
I got no shame. I mean, we ate our Thanksgiving meal. I did my family's Thanksgiving this past weekend on Saturday. And after the dinner, I sat on the couch and just... I was out. I was straight old man.
Oh my God. I was going to say you officially reached new level of like.
I have. But you guys, I was so tired. We get up there. My parents don't have a lot of. They have one guest room, and my sister gets that one because she has her stupid dog who's like a puppy and he's so hyperactive. So they got to lock the door on that one. So then Kate and I are stuck sleeping on an air mattress in the living room. This thing's got a hole in it. Nobody can find the hole in the air mattress. And every year my dad's like, no, see, it's holding air. It's fine. And then 3 o'clock in the morning rolls around and I'm in like the Grand Canyon Valley and my back is all tweaked. I can't sleep. The air deflates on this thing every night. Drives me crazy. I got no sleep this weekend. So let the old man Graham take a nap.
All right, fine.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Enrique from Pittsburgh. Hey, I think that missing word is bite. A quick bite before everybody gets there. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Quick bite?
Great. You got to have a warm-up meal before the
food.
The big meal. I usually eat a couple cans of chili first just to get the stomach juices going.
I feel like everybody does that. When you're the one in the kitchen cooking, you make yourself a little mini plate, you know?
Yep.
You're the one putting in the hard work. You
That's
deserve
fair.
It.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Voice from Stockton. The bleeped out word is meal. Trying to get a quick plate, dinner, before the family comes over. You got to get that meal in. Thank you.
That's exactly what you just said, Selena, but that is not the word. Good guess.
Dang it. All right, if you have a different guess, if you think you know what that word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app right now, because we are going to play more talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Have you and your partner ever tried sneaking in a quick... before all the family arrives for Thanksgiving dinner?
We all have.
Mm-hmm. We all have needs.
Remember, this is a family show, though, so that word is something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Maria from San Leandro, and I believe the bleep out word is shot. Sometimes you gotta take a shot before your crazy family members show up. Hope I win. Thanks. Have a great morning.
Great. Yes.
Shots. Plural is what it should be. A quick shot? No, multiple shots. That was probably the most popular guess coming in after our first round of guesses. A lot of people on that guessing shot. Do you guys pregame before people get there, or are you an alcoholic at that point?
No, that's normal pregame. Still.
Yeah, it's a holiday. It's a special occasion.
It does seem weird if you're taking a shot by yourself, though. That you're in this scenario, you're talking about you and your partner, but
yeah,
if you're ripping down a shot.
Sometimes you need it for
solo
the nerves.
Solo before the family arrives.
No, I'm kind of judging a little bit. You do it with people.
You are? What if you're like, oh my God, I cooked this giant meal. What if they don't like it? Like, I'm nervous.
Yeah, it's a lot of stress. Like, just some take the edge off.
Shot seems like, whoa, you got a problem. But like having a mixed drink, like totally fine.
Yeah, like it's a totally different thing. Same amount of alcohol, it's your system. Yeah. Solo shot seems like, dude, what are you doing? Get it together. Get your life together, bro.
It does.
Hey, guys. It's Daniel from San Alejandro. I guess the bleeped out word is dessert. I hope I win. Goodbye.
Ooh, sneaking a little dessert. Everyone gets it. Like, hey, why is half the pumpkin pie missing?
Yeah, yeah, like, there's a bite out of this corner.
I don't know. You blame the kids.
When all the desserts and all the food set out there, like sometimes you'll cruise by the dessert table a little early, right?
Oh, yeah.
Grab a little snack. Yeah, yes. Why not?
Good morning, JV Show. Jeremy from Fremont. Is a bleeped out word a kiss?
Oh, a kiss. Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Grab your person. Thank you for helping me baste this turkey.
Mm-hmm. Push the head down.
Yeah. Whoa, Jesus, Selena.
Whoa.
It's a family show.
I know, but the kids don't have school.
Oh, that's right. They're not listening to this week.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne and George from San Jose, and we think the bleep that word is snack.
Snack, like, damn, that's you look like a snack.
Oh, look at that snack.
All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Have you and your partner ever tried sneaking in a quick snack before all the family arrives for Thanksgiving dinner?
Because sometimes you don't know at what time everybody's going to want to sit down for the actual meal, and you're like, oof,
yeah.
I'm so hungry now.
And I wonder if everybody else does this, or if it's just me. And my sisters, we'll like starve ourselves until Thanksgiving dinner. So we're like starving because we want to eat everything, you know, when it is time to sit and eat. Yeah. So we like skip breakfast, mostly because we're also really busy. But yeah, we're so hungry.
Don't you think that backfires though? We say then your stomach kind of shrinks up and can't hold as much food.
Yeah, it does. It honestly does.
You got to have a warm up can of chili ahead of time. That keeps, that'll stretch things out a little bit and you'll be ready to go.
I don't want that.
Telling you, you got to have a warm-up meal before Thanksgiving, even if it's a small one. You can't, don't pull a Selena and starve yourself
all
morning.
That.
You're not going to be able to eat as much. All right, let's give some shout-outs, shall we? Appreciate everybody that's still riding with us this morning. Didn't sleep in today. Didn't have the week off. Woo! No school. They don't care. They're playing the JV Show's What the Bleep. They want that JV Show Chug Mug. Yvonne and George had the very first correct answer this morning. Shout out to them. Woo-hoo! JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. And since there's two of you, I will do you a solid. I will cut it right down the middle.
Nice.
That way each of you gets a half.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as fast as Yvonne and George. Jessica and Fremont had it. So did our buddy Lance in San Ramon. Michael in San Leandro had it. So did Richard in Santa Fe. I think Richard's in Serafel, but Jess is reading the transcript. Richard's in Serafel.
Santa Fe.
Yeah, Santa Fe. I was about to say, JV Show, number one in New Mexico, but I don't think we are. We're like number four or five in that state. That's fine. Jackie and Tracy had it. So did Yvette in Pittsburgh. Nancy in Modesto. What's up, Nancy? What's up? Hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. Misty in Union City had it. So did our buddy Carol in Utah. Now that's a state I know we are number one in. Thank you, Carol. Josh in Dublin had it. So did Lori in Morgan Hill. Barry in San Jose came with the correct answer. So did our buddy Danny in Alameda and Alfonso. I couldn't quite tell where he said he's from, but Alfonso.
Richmond.
Alfonso in Richmond had it as well this morning. Anybody else I missed there?
That was it.
Nicely done, everybody.
Yep. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday from The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Julia.
Julia, how's it going? How was the weekend?
The weekend was good. A lot of cleaning.
Oh,
are you going to be hosting Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, we don't have plans set yet.
No Thanksgiving plans? You're just flying by the seat of your pants? Like, oh, I guess maybe we'll eat.
Maybe we'll order KFC. I don't know yet. We got to figure it out.
Julia, the Honey Baked Ham Company.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Thank me later.
I've been hearing about it.
Just do it. Those are your plans.
They're tasty. They make a smoked turkey. I think that's the one my family gets. It's good, you guys.
They have new boneless hams.
Oh.
This year. Anyways, we're getting sidetracked. Like Julia, you're on this morning to play our Yup Nope game. Jess, what is she playing for?
You are playing for two tickets to check out Demi Lovato.
Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, the tickets are yours. Okay.
Okay.
Here's question number one. What popular dessert features layers of coffee-soaked ladyfingers and a sweet mascarpone filling?
Tiramisu.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Where do you guys land on tiramisu as a dessert? A lot of restaurants always have that as an option.
I mean, if it's there, I'll eat it, but I don't order it.
Yeah, I think it's overrated. I don't know what the hype's about. All right, question number two. What's the top number on a fraction called?
The top number on a fraction. Oh my God. I forgot all my math.
Take a guess.
It's not top denominator. I don't know.
Close. The denominator is the bottom number. The top number is the numerator.
It's not called top denominator?
No.
It should be.
Yeah, it's the numerator.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one. So let's get to question number three. Des Moines is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Iowa?
Yep. There it is.
I think the S is silent on there, so I think it's just Des Moines.
Well, I just wanted to really enunciate so she knew what city I was talking about.
Got it, Des Moines. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. Kind of a tricky one. Limu Emu is currently one of the advertising mascots for what insurance company?
That's tough.
You don't know about Limu
Emu?
Yeah, he's out there in the commercials. Sometimes the one that's running right now, he's running around on the football field. His buddy Doug, they're kind of partners.
How do you know this, Graham?
I'm going to take a guess and I don't know. New York Insurance Company.
Nope. Limu. Limu, the emu, is Liberty Mutual. Limu.
Oh, okay. I have seen Limu Emu. I didn't know the name of Limu Emu, though.
Yeah, I wasn't asking for his name. His name is Lee.
I just think I wouldn't have known that, Julia. Right. I'm with you.
Got it. Liberty Mutual. Lee Moo. Get it? Liberty Mutual. That's an abbreviation.
Julia,
you
did not win. Are you up? No game this morning. Dang
son
it.
Son of an emu.
I know. But we had a lot of fun with you.
Have fun.
Thanks for being
Thank
on.
You,
hey, don't hang up, though. Hang on there one quick second. Oh,
Son of a emu.
Yeah. Good morning, Jerry Show. This is Eddie Seth from Walnut Creek. Happy Monday. I do have regrets. I know you guys are not going to probably play this talk back because you guys are on your little week-long vacation. It's okay. It's okay. You can admit it. Just have a happy Monday if you guys somehow hear this. I'm not sure. But anyways. Oh, go Niners. Niner, Niner, gang, gang. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, I wanted to hear about his regrets. He didn't even get to what he regrets from the weekend.
I think he thought we wouldn't hear that because everybody thinks we're off this week. No,
mic check one, two.
We are here live. Apparently not a lot of other people are listening this week because, Selena, this is normally where I give a bunch of birthday shout-outs, and I have a grand total of zero birthday shout-outs.
This has never been done before.
One mom in my DMs this morning, though, Tara, is in my DMs, and she says, Graham, happy Thanksgiving week. LOL, you guys keep saying kids don't have school this week, but San Jose Unified has school this week today and tomorrow. And I say,
really?
Good to know. Are they the only school district? Shout out to San Jose Unified.
Yeah. They might be the only one.
Everybody else I know.
Same.
Families with kids, they're like, we're off the entire week.
Well, if you're still going to school, we hope you're listening to this.
Appreciate
you. We hope you hear us.
Have a great day at school.
Yes. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
Hottest Days Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, I'm dying to know what you guys think of Ethan Slater's response to this one question. If you don't know Ethan Slater, we call him SpongeBob here on the JV show because every since Jess said he looks like SpongeBob, we just can't unsee it. But this is the guy who's been dating Ariana Grande. He stars in Wicked alongside Ariana and Ethan Slater. He was on the Today Show on Friday to obviously promote the release of Wicked for good. And we'll talk about those box office numbers a little bit later on. But he was, you know, promoting the movie and somebody asked him about Ariana Grande. Now, keep in mind, there are rumors that they've split up and they're just like together just while they're out doing press for the film. And afterwards, supposedly they're going to announce their breakup, but they're trying to like fight off those breakup rumors as for now. So tell me what you think about the response to this question.
What was it like working with your girlfriend every day?
Well, I mean, the entire cast was incredible. And Ariana's brilliant. And Cynthia is remarkable. And so getting to watch those two women perform at such a high level from up close. I will say, though, it's been pretty special rolling it out, right? I've said that we filmed it years ago. And I didn't forget how amazing their performances were, but getting to watch it with an audience.
Do you guys think he was dancing around the question?
A little bit, but it kind of seems like he does that with every question that involves Ariana, at least from what I've seen.
Like the entire time they've been together?
No.
Just recently?
Just recently, at least. Not that I remember from
it does
before.
Seem to me like he was trying to avoid like what the question was actually about by bringing in the rest of the cast. He did say in there, Ariana is brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's the only time he addressed her specifically. Everything else is about the cast. And then him even towards the end there talking about watching it with the audience. Like nobody asked about that. You're just like, at this point, you're just over. You're over talking because you probably got nervous. That's my read.
It seemed, when you look at it that way, like cold's not the right word, but he, you know, he just says
very
she's
PR.
Brilliant. And then like, it's very PR. It's very like professional. Like you don't want to just, you know, just because you guys are together, just gush over her the entire time. You want to mention everybody else. I get that. And that's like, I respect that. Like you should give that sort of an answer, but also you can be like, oh my, you know, you can.
Oh, it's been great. Like
you can lay it on thick because like, you're going to have to see that person later. But, they're going to hear the interview.
Right.
I will say, I do still think that they're together. I really do.
You do?
I just think they're both weird.
We've always thought that. Let's talk about Beyonce. Did you guys see her and Jay-Z show up to the F1 Las Vegas Grand Prix yesterday?
No.
Everybody was talking about Beyonce's outfit. So you didn't see her custom Louis Vuitton little racer outfit?
I did not.
Go to JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. Let me know. I can't wait to get your reaction. Let us know what you think about the outfit she had on.
The bazoo. You can't get the zipper past those bazoomers. Let's put it that way.
Yes, she looked so
good. Thing's not
good.
Meant to be zipped all the way up.
No, it definitely was. I did see later pictures of her, though. It was zipped a little bit more. But in the beginning, it was, you know, everything on display. And she looked amazing. But listen, she and Jay-Z, they each took a hot lap with Lewis Hamilton, obviously, you know, one at a time because it's a two-seater.
Right.
They got up to 200 miles per hour.
Dude, that's so scary.
You think you've driven fast in something or gone on a fast roller coaster at 200 mile an hour in a car? Oh, my God.
I would be so scared. And Lewis Hamilton, I saw the video, and he was just like looking over at Beyonce and Jay, like just like talking. He's going 200 miles an hour. You're just talking casually. No. Like
that's nothing.
I'm
to
hanging
him.
On for my life.
That's like going 55 to that guy. This is nothing. I would love to do a ride along in one of those. Anything.
That would be fun.
A NASCAR one, a F1, or whatever. Just to do a lap on the track.
That would be fun. Be
awesome.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, holy Brandon Ayuk and 49ers drama. Niner fans patiently waiting. Ayuk's return this season from a gruesome knee injury he suffered last season. It was sounding like he might be getting pretty close to being healthy enough to get back on the field. But as we learned over the weekend, he may never suit up for the 49ers again. This was a pretty shocking development. Nobody saw this coming. Prior to tearing his ACL and MCL last season, Ayuk had signed a four-year, $120 million extension. At the time, it made him the highest paid wide receiver in the league. Not some other deals have passed that, but it was a big money deal. And but reports came out this weekend that the 49ers have already voided his close to $27 million in guaranteed money for next season. And the reason for that void, which is very rare, Coach Shanahan said in all his 20 years of coaching, he's never seen anything like this, was because Ayuk just failed to participate in team meetings and various team activities. He just wasn't showing up for anything, and basically no one's been able to get a hold of him. They reach out to him, nothing. Hey, how's the knee healing? Nothing. I guess he was showing up to to work out at the facility early before anyone would get there, and then he would leave, and he just has been very unavailable to the team. And what's even more surprising is that it sounds like Aiyuk and his agent, they're not even going to contest that decision. They're fine just walking away from the $27 million in guaranteed money. So this all points to the Niners parting ways with him. I doubt he will suit up this season, and he's leaving a lot, like I said, a lot of guaranteed money on the table. Now, he has made a lot of money on this deal, unfortunately, for the Niners ownership. I think he's made $48 million for like the 7 games he played in last season before that knee injury, and didn't look that good in any of them. And then he's going to be gone. Who signs a 4-year, $120 million deal, and then it was just like, I think I'm just going to do my own thing. Oh, like, what?
That is so weird.
What planet? The 49ers could have traded you on several occasions, and they didn't, and they kept you and made you the highest paid wide receiver again for a short time, and then you just like
ghost them.
Whatever, I don't feel like showing up to the meetings.
That makes me mad.
Showing up to meetings? Wow. We go to meetings all the time.
We have no
guaranteed money on any of our deals. Zero. Dang. Not a cent of guaranteed money. I did. This whole thing was baffling. I don't know. Maybe he saw the writing was on the wall that like the 49er receiver room
that
is going to look okay without him. Ricky Pearsall is coming up, and the Niners have some options there at wide receiver. I can't wrap my head around this. And then does he think that another team's going to be like, oh yeah, we'll give you $30 million a season to come play here after you just quit on that team and you're coming off 2 major injuries and you're a year older?
Yeah, I think they're going to take all that into account. Like, is this somebody we want to work with?
I don't think he gets anywhere near the offer that the 49ers gave him.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Nowhere near.
The whole thing's so weird.
I'm stumped.
Whoa. Wonder what went on. Hopefully we find out at some point. All right, well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show, it's Manny from Oakley. You said that you don't have a birthday shout-out shoot. My birthday was back in October 26th. I know. Who gives a fart?
Yeah, I didn't have any birthday shout-outs to give. Normally, a lot of people in my DMs asking for a birthday shout-out after our Yep Nope game today, cricket. So figured just maybe, a lot of the kids are out of school today.
Yeah.
Some schools are in session, but most are out. But Manny, his birthday was October 26th, so I guess we forgot it. So it's about a month late, but you know what? Hope you had a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Grandma, I'd also like to wish you a late happy birthday as well. I know your birthday was in August.
August
22nd. Since we're doing late shout-outs.
Who gives a fart?
There's one.
Love to give that one. Jess, any late birthday shout-outs you'd like to give?
What about early birthday shout-out? Early birthday shout-out to you, Selena. Your birthday's coming up.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yes. Who gives a fart?
Oh, and then happy birthday to Jess next year, because yours is coming up
in March. You guys, it's almost here.
Who gives a fart?
Happy Monday. We're off to work with Dad. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I love that.
To work with dad.
You're out of school and going to work.
Well, that's been the no school November is what a lot of people call November, because there's a lot of parent-teacher conference weeks, those half days, and then there's this entire week off. No school November is the thing. And what are you supposed to do with your kids all week? I don't know. Mine are at home watching movies while my wife's pulling her hair out trying to work from home.
Yeah, that's a lot of parents right now. What do I do with these kids? Speaking of your wife, Graham, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
We got a little bit of drama, you guys. Look, Kate and I we don't get into big fights and stuff like that. Both of us are pretty kind of laid back, mellow people, not big fighters. But this one, I can tell there's something cooking. There's something brewing here, you guys. My wife brought it up to me, and she's like, hey, a group of friends, a lot of people that lived in our old neighborhood, and these couples, everybody's talking about when we are going to be hosting the annual Christmas party. And I was like, we're hosting it this year? That's news to me. And Kate's like, well, that was part of the reason, that we moved, so we'd have a little bit bigger house so we could host these things. And I said, I do remember saying that. I do recall saying that at one time. And that was before I spent the last 3 years pouring all my blood, sweat, and tears into building this house. And these people, I love everybody to death. And if they're listening, your guys' kids are great. But collectively, there's like, 12 or 13 kids or something. And then you throw mine in there, too. And that's like 14 kids. I don't know how many there is. It's a large number. It's a full-on pack of wild animals that she wants to bring to my house. Look, I'd love to host, because she even said, like, is there any way, just all the couples can come? Because, Graham's, she's like, I think Graham would rather just be that. And they're like, nope, it's either It's either everybody with the kids or nobody.
Yeah, you can't exclude the kids.
Can't you, though? I had a no-kid wedding, and it was fantastic. Yeah,
wedding, but not Christmas. Like, hey, kids, sorry, you stay home this Christmas. We're going to go party. Like, come on. It's a family holiday.
Now, let me enter this into evidence, because a lot of years at the Christmas party, one house hires a babysitter, and all the kids go there.
Whoa, that's a good idea. Like
that. And then the parents get together and have a damn good time. So that has, so a precedent has sort of been set. But since a lot of these people are traveling from, you know, Marin area to Napa, that kind of throws a wrench in that whole thing. But that has been an option in the past. And you guys, my kids tear apart my house fast. I already have to repaint 98% of the walls in the house because they just destroy everything. Imagine when another 14 kids get there. Because when we have friends over that just have two kids or whatever, the mess, oh my God, they just destroy everything. And I'm just not there yet for my house to be destroyed. I'm just not.
But isn't
there
that the
yet.
Point? I'm with Kate. I'm with your wife. This was the whole point of even of having a home. You want to create memories in it.
That's
period.
True. That's true.
I get that. But you know when, when we talk about how Jess was saying, look, I got to stop spending. I look around and everything I see is just those things used to be dollar signs.
Right.
You know, you just keep buying stuff. When I look around my house, everything I look at is one giant dollar sign. Because holy hell, that cost me a lot of money and a lot of my time to, you know, buy the thing, then install the thing and paint the thing and finish the thing. And then when these little greasy fingered kids get in there and just wreck everything, I can't have fun. I can't relax.
So if you decide not to do it,
I'd rather host the annual party at Chuck E. Cheese and let them ruin somebody else's business.
Go ahead,
Jess. This is a tough one because if your wife, like if this is something that your wife wants to do, I feel like you kind of have to.
Ultimately, my wife always gets her way, so this is fine, but whatever. Okay, just for the sake of argument, somebody's got to be on my side.
But you understand why she wants to do this, especially if you guys have already had a previous conversation about hosting in the future and having enough space to do it so you can have both your families there and whatever friends and neighbors, like. That was kind of the point. You can't just go back on that now.
Yeah, but I was selling her on the dream. That was the hypothetical. That, you know, I didn't know she was going to be cashing that check already.
At 14 kids, Selena?
It's a lot, dude. That's oh, my God.
Lot. That's a lot, but they're there for, what, one night?
Oh, that's
Selena,
enough.
You have three kids. You brought them to Dave and Buster's that one time. They had destroyed the entire venue that one day that you brought them.
I'm not
and
saying,
that was in a matter of 20 minutes.
I'm not saying it's not going to be destructive. But so, like, is your kid never going to have, like, a birthday party? Because they would be inviting friends over? Like, these are just things you have to do.
Well, they can
don't have birthday parties.
Oh, dang it. That's true.
Yeah. And if we did, it would be at, like, a park or something.
It just sounds, like, muddy.
Yeah, see, it's going to be muddy.
God, that's all I can think of.
But think about the memories that you are going to create. I say do it. I'm with your wife.
I haven't even built a walkway to the front door yet. Ooh. Jess is right. The mud. Oh, my God, the mud. You know it's going to be rainy around whatever time this party is. It's going to be full-on downpour rain.
Too bad.
What if you have a kids zone and they have to stay there and that's outside?
I'll get a bunch of those dog crates and each one will get their own crate. And we'll put them in the garage.
And their very own water bowl with their name on it.
Yes.
Maybe. Oh, cute.
That way we can keep them contained.
There's an idea.
One bathroom break per kid the entire night. That's all you get. See, thank you for seeing my
name. Or just put some of those pee pads down.
Oh, yeah, we'll put a couple pads down.
Yeah, so they don't have to get out at all.
They'll be fine. Yeah.
Graham, you know that you're gonna give in.
Oh, of course I am. Okay. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Good
but
luck.
I know I'm gonna be stressed beyond belief.
And there's
a lot of people already stressful.
I know. There's a lot of people going through that this week because Thanksgiving and maybe they have like 20 people coming over. It sucks. It's hard, but it's just
you're gonna have to.
It's about the time spent together.
But is it though, Graham? You're gonna have to spend the beginning of 2026 rebuilding some
redoing
of the things that you're
having. Everything in the house. I'll get my paint roller out and just roll over
just
all the handprints.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham. Hey, buddy. I think you're just turning into that grumpy old man. Embrace the age, bro. All right, y'all. You guys have a good one. Enjoy your Thanksgiving week. Talk to you later.
How about that, Graham? You
That's
do not
true.
Want any parties hosted at your new house.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to host things, but also, like, when there's just a crazy amount of kids, that just stresses me out because I know kids, and I watch my kids, and nobody gives a damn about your house, and they just, kids especially, and they just destroy it. Am I being a grumpy old man? Sure, maybe a little bit. What if, let me put it in these terms, because I poured every cent I've ever had to my name into this house, and I worked 7 days a week on it for, I don't know, almost 4 years. let's just say you're the guy that, or guy or girl, that restores like hot rod cars. And you've spent years restoring this car to pristine condition.
Right.
Are you about to let a bunch of kids climb in there with ice cream cones?
No.
You wouldn't judge that person for being like, no, I don't actually want all them climbing around in there. Right?
Yeah, but...
So my house is my hot rod. You know what I mean? I've spent
right,
my...
Right, but it's also the house that's meant to be lived in and meant for people to go to, especially on holidays.
It'll get there eventually. Yeah. I'm just like, right now is too soon. Okay. I'm not there yet.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Destiny from Oakland. I just wanted to comment on Graham's situation. Graham, I agree with, you know, your wife, but also agree with you. You don't want your house to be destroyed. So... two rooms, one playroom, and then one a movie room. And then have them destroy that room, but it would be your kids' rooms, and they would have to clean it up. All right, guys, have a great day.
Again, if I could lock them in one area, that would be great. And then just have like a hand washing station so they could just wash their hands.
Yeah, and maybe get those like booties that go over kids' shoes.
That would be nice, yes, because you know it's going to be muddy that day.
Maybe just put them in full suits. Hazmat suits.
Yeah, smart. I like this.
Or those like, you know those, they're not...
like a bubble?
Yeah, like those bubbles that people will like on top of swimming pools. Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Some of those. Great idea.
Good morning, guys. Eddie from Pittsburgh. Graham, I have a solution to your problem. Is your buddy's trailers there out there? If it is, put all those kids in there. Let them mess that up and tear it up.
True.
And then you have your partner at your house with all new adults. Take me later.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I got this outdoor play area for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, kids couldn't mess that up any more than it is. It's already messed up. And for people that are wondering, yes, that RV is still.
Oh, my God.
Firmly planted.
Of course it is.
It's going to be there till next year.
I know. I hate it.
So, Wicked for Good is the number one movie of the weekend. Jess, you went to go see it.
Why? Because. And you guys, I got to say, I was a little bummed out thinking I wasn't going to be able to go watch it this past weekend because I didn't want to go by myself.
And you didn't drag your man to that garbage, did you?
So listen to this. I'm pretty good at doing things by myself, right? But for some reason, I was like, going to the movies alone, that just feels too lonely for me.
Same.
So, you know, I told Ruben, my fiance, I was like, you know, I'm really bummed out because I really wanted to watch this movie, but I'm not in Salinas and my friends aren't here. And I was all like sad. So as the person that I'm going to marry eventually, he agreed to go with me.
Wow.
That's real love right there, you guys.
What an
idiot. You guys. No. So I actually was surprised when he was like, oh, no, like, I don't want you to feel like that. Like, I'll go with you. Like, don't worry. I was like, wait, really? Like,
he would do that for me? He had to sit through Wicked.
You guys.
Tell me he took a nap at least.
Oh, he took a nap. Great. He was checking his, like, fantasy lineups. He was like, he probably, like, planned out the rest of 2020, like, all of 2026
nice.
Already. Like, thank God that he was able to go with me, though, because I really wanted to check out this movie. I loved the first one. I got to say, I loved the first one a lot more than I liked the second one.
Really? I thought people were saying the opposite.
No, so for me, the first one, I liked the way that it was laid out so much. It really, like, caught my attention a lot more and a lot faster. And I liked the songs a lot more because, remember, this is a musical.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Don't remind me.
This is me just exiting the room. I'm out.
So, while I was sitting there, I was kind of like, dang, I forgot about all the songs. So, the first one was a lot better for me. I still did really like the second one, though. A couple of things. We had heard of a kind of a spicy scene. In
yes.
Spoiler alert.
Right. I thought it was, based on how people were describing it, I thought it was where we were going to be able to see, like, full-on, like, intimate scenes.
Is that what you were hoping for? And there's just green paint everywhere?
Ew!
And that one, and the SpongeBob dude.
No.
Catching glimpses.
He was not involved.
Oh.
But it wasn't any of that, actually. I was surprised. It was just kind of a little bit of caressing and just a kiss, and that's kind of what it was.
So it was more suggestive.
Okay, very
than
yes,
it fashion.
It didn't actually, like, really show anything.
Okay.
Also, you know how we've talked about Ariana Grande being in character this whole time?
Yes.
I feel like I kind of see why she did that now, because going into the second movie, when I went into the first movie, I was like, dang, am I going to be able to see Ariana Grande? Like, am I going to see Ariana Grande the whole time, or am I going to be able to see her character? Going into the second one, I was like, that's not even Ariana Grande anymore. That's Glinda. Like, she's been Glinda, like, this whole time.
It's a full transformation.
You know? So I feel like her staying in character kind of helped me just automatically see her as that. Going into the second movie. So I kind of see why she did that now. And I'm kind of seeing mixed reviews on this second one. But for me, I still really did like it. I definitely do not recommend it to either one of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you, because we're out.
Wasn't going to go anyway.
Yeah. I know. I still think, Graham, you would have liked the first one.
I tried. I watched most of it.
Graham, would you try again?
No.
Ah, come on.
I couldn't do it. I don't know.
What about your daughter? Your daughter wanted to go see the new one.
Can I just be honest? Ariana Grande, and it gives me the creeps. she creeps me out.
Like, really?
Yeah. I can't do it. I'm out.
I guess. Oh, and then everybody did clap at the end.
Did you ever watch the first one? Did you ever watch the first one, Selena?
Hell no.
You'll understand what I'm saying.
The first one was good.
She didn't creep you out a little bit in that first one?
No, she didn't at all, actually.
It was just like something, I don't know.
She gets really into character. They did a really good job. Even SpongeBob did a really great job, you guys. Like, I'm hearing a lot of people say that he was their favorite. Like, he didn't have, obviously, as many lines.
Yeah, I thought he wasn't even, like, a big role.
He wasn't, but he had a bigger, maybe a more powerful role in this second one is the better way to describe it.
How tall is that dude, you think? Like 5'3"?
Like 5'7".
Oh.
No, 5'5".
Get out of here. Ariana Grande is probably 5'1", and he's 5'4".
Are you looking at how tall Ethan Slater is?
They're small people, but two of them.
I don't know why I was writing Munchkin, though, because he is a Munchkin. Wow. He's a Munchkin and Wicked.
Yeah. You combine him and Ariana, I bet you total combined weight is 142 pounds.
How did you know that, Jess?
No, I just guessed.
They round Jess up is like so his big number for these one actors.
Stop. No, I'm not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, AI JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. Oh, man, the Raiders and the Giants. But you know what? I can't wait to see them play against each other next month. It's going to be one of the crappiest games in NFL history.
Literally.
But you know what that does? It opens up the conversation of the bet between you, Selena, and Jess. What would you guys bet for that game?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Jess, I don't know what she wants to do.
I'm looking ahead at the schedule. Now, look, Jess, you always complain when it's some Niners, Giants bet or whatever, because you're like, the Niners are so much better. But here we go. December 28th, Giants at Raiders. Two teams that'll probably come into that, both having two wins right there, maybe three. And they're going to be facing off, and it's going to be
the
very
worst game
evenly matched. So some kind of wager, perhaps?
Hold on. Why am I getting dragged into everything Raiders and I'm not even a Raiders fan?
Yeah, but you're representing the Raiders on the JV show in the season-long bet.
Not my choice, everyone. I did not pick this life. Just wanted to get that out there. I did not choose this.
How about, look, we have a lot of Raider listeners. How about Edgar right there and Jess make a bet?
What would that be? Wait, why am I? Because
you're the only New York Giants fan in the Bay Area.
It just makes more sense.
Wait, okay, so by what?
That's for you guys to come up with. When is the game? December 28th.
Oh, we got a hell of time.
Wow.
We were also talking about Wicked for Good. Jess, you went to go see it in theaters. Right. Loved it. It is your number one movie at the box office. But we were talking about her boyfriend, Ethan Slater.
I'm sorry. Happy Monday. Fabulous people. That is not Ariana Grande's boyfriend. Let's be honest. It's just for the movies. I had to Google him because I had no idea what he looked like. And I'm not picky, but, I mean, come on. Ariana Grande really dating him? Let's be honest. The movie flopped, so now they're having issues. Have a good day.
I mean, they were really dating, though.
You know what's crazy, though, is the fact that more people would believe that Ariana's dating Cynthia than they would that Ariana is dating SpongeBob.
Yes.
I mean, I see them holding hands in public all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen her hold hands with
that's true. I don't think I've ever actually seen them together. Have we ever seen them together, actually?
I think we have with, like, paparazzi photos, but it's never been, like, an embrace between them.
I think they're a good match.
Cynthia and Ariana?
No, Ariana and SpongeBob.
Why?
Now
they both creep you out?
She's stuck in that character. And like, that's gotten weird, and he's just him. And then in my mind, that's perfect. They're perfect for each other.
Do you think that now that the movie is officially done, that she will go back to being Ariana, or is she stuck like this forever?
I think she will. Oh, I think she'll go back. Maybe not as Ariana, but not like this either. She's going to find a new era and just be something different.
like her next role will be playing like some princess or something in some British movie or something. Right. You know what I mean?
And she's going to date someone from that movie probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's not going to go back to the Ariana that's licking donuts in a donut shop.
No. That was a long time ago.
That was a whole different person.
Whoa, not even her.
Yeah.
Let's just not even confuse the two at this point.
Mama Albert there at the end of that talkback said the movie flopped and now they're having problems. Is this movie considered a flop as number one at the box office?
No.
It's like,
did they think it was
going
to do bigger numbers?
It was projected to do between 150 and 180.
And what did it end up doing?
150.
Okay.
Million.
Okay.
I mean, it's the second biggest opening of the year.
Stop.
So.
That was not
it's
a
not
flop.
Saying much because what happened? What came out this year? Nothing.
True.
Yeah.
I'm just saying stuff. I have no clue. I can't remember.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The fans are super worried about Kanye West. This fashion blogger posted a TikTok interview with Kanye.
Who I'm here with and where you from?
I'm from Chi.
Rate your outfit from 1 through 10 and let me know what you're wearing.
Oh, it's always a 10 out of 10. Okay. I got the original Yeezy 950 boots on.
So then he goes through his outfit, like, you know, nobody cares about that. But it's this next question that is sparking some concern.
What's a fashion trend you regret participating in?
Long pause here. Kanye's thinking.
Life.
He said life. Oh, and everyone's like, oh my God, like, what is that supposed to mean? People are noting that he looks very sad in this video. And they're like, yeah, he's definitely going through something.
He sounds different, doesn't he? He sounds more like subdued and like.
Doesn't he sound sadder?
He sounds sad.
Like just down a little bit?
Yeah.
Have we seen him with Bianca lately?
I was going to say that I have not.
Interesting.
Did we? Well, yeah, there was a time we were seeing a bunch, but then they would disappear for months at a time. And we were like, should we check on her? And then we never did. And then they would surface again for a while.
But there was also times where they spent months apart. And that's because they were, you know, they supposedly got into huge fights here in LA and he went off to Japan and he was there for like months end. So I don't know if it has to do with that.
Sad
I don't
Kanye.
Know. Yeah. So people just a little worried about whatever he could be going through.
Oh, no.
You don't sound too concerned, genuinely.
No, I'm not. He seems like kind of a dirtbag of a person lately.
He does, but I still care about anybody that's like suffering mentally, you know. This next story has to do with Meghan Markle. Graham, prepare to be annoyed.
Okay.
This journalist, Caitlin Greenridge, I think she writes for Harper's Bazaar. I'm not really sure, but she was talking about being with Meghan. They're about to do an interview, and she said that she and Meghan, they enter this room in New York City. And when they enter, the house manager announces, Meghan, Duchess of Sussex.
Oh, my God.
Even though they were the only two people in the house.
Really?
Like, it's not even like there was anybody else there. But apparently Meghan has them announce her, like, into any room or building that she walks into.
I'm sure that's standard protocol for royal family or whatever.
But you quit being royalty.
Here. When you come here, you don't do that. There, if you want to walk around Buckingham Palace or whatever, and every time you enter a room, now, Andre, the Duchess of Sussex or whatever they say, like, you know what? Go for it. Do it then. Don't subject us to that. We didn't ask for that.
No. And also, I thought you quit the royal family. You don't get to do that.
Yeah. You've relinquished.
Make up your mind.
That role.
Thank you. But the journalist is like, we're the only people here.
Now entering Meghan Markle, failed a jam entrepreneur. Like, that's what it should say. You know, something more accurate. And
my
like, and so, more of the times, because why do we have royalty in 2025? Stupid.
So since she kind of like rejected that position, is there a new Duchess of Sussex or whatever?
I don't think so.
I don't know how that works.
I don't think so.
Also, more importantly,
who gives a fart?
True. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, time for our daily installment of our brand new segment. Did Selena feel it? We had another earthquake this morning in the Bay Area. This one at 7:08. It was a 3.9. Its epicenter was in the Healdsburg area, so most likely felt only by our North Bay listeners, but it gave a pretty decent shake. There's been a swarm of earthquakes over the past month on Bay Area faults, and Selena hasn't felt a single one of them. Mm-hmm. I know it's only an outside chance, but now we ask, did Selena feel it? Selena?
Of course not.
What, nothing? Not
did
a wiggle? Not a tiny
that?
Shake?
I didn't feel that.
I was walking to the bathroom at 7:08 this morning, I'll have you know, so I don't know.
I
was moving around.
Normally you don't go till 7:30.
I know, I went twice.
I don't know why I know your cycle.
I know, it's a thing. I'm very regular with one.
No,
I'm very regular with ones and twos.
I didn't feel it.
So when's the big one coming?
Oh, wow. Clip that. just jinxed the entire Bay Area.
Stop, no.
Yes.
Yes, when it happens and it's just utter destruction, we know who to thank.
No, you guys have been mentioning it for like the past week.
You're the one that just mentioned it.
There has been a large swarm of earthquakes. And one quick update I do need to give. Remember last week we talked about Miss Jamaica? She fell off the stage the Miss Universe pageant. Unfortunately, it's not looking good, you guys. No. She took a very hard fall, and she is still in the ICU.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently now they say she has no broken bones, and she's being cared for. They say she's got great care. She has no broken bones, which is kind of surprising, because if you watch that video, she fell off the stage really hard. And, yeah. I mean, she had no clue the end of the stage was coming. And you guys, I did want to bring this up because, look, they said she's going to stay in the ICU for at least another week. Her recovery is not going as they haven't really given us a full.
You think it's like a head injury?
We don't know what it is right now. Yeah, maybe she got a concussion or something. But she's going to be in the ICU for another week. And they, again, haven't given us a full update on what exactly her condition is. But I wanted to ask you ladies, because you guys were laughing it up, laughing at the video of her falling last week.
We were not.
You guys
Jess
were cackling.
Was.
Oh, the cackling.
Was. That was
Selena. Do you guys feel bad now? Would you like to issue her an apology?
I felt bad since the beginning.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
that
you
never
being
happened.
Like,
you were like cry laughing.
No, I wasn't. Selena saved it and sent it in the group chat of her with her family, and she was like, ha ha ha, everyone, look at this.
Yeah,
that
LOL.
Never happened.
It was like
we
a lot
only
of
laugh
LOLs.
When kids
LOL,
fall.
LOL, LOL, LOL. Seriously?
No.
That was Selena at Selena on Air on Instagram.
So nobody wants to apologize? Nice work, guys.
I'm sorry.
I was
I'm
the only one
apology.
That was concerned for her.
Wow. Yeah, I am concerned for her.
Same. Still am. Always was. All right, next on the JV Show, it's Monday, which means we have some photos from home.
Yep.
Let's talk about those next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Before we get to our photos from home, oh my God, on Friday,
what?
I had a laboo-boo.
Oh my God.
Hanging on my bag. Begged my daughter to let me bring it to work one time to see how long it takes Jess and Graham to notice. And I had this thing hanging here in studio. You guys went the whole morning and didn't say anything. I was waiting for you guys to roast me because of how much we hate laboo-boos. And nobody said anything.
But I haven't seen you walking around carrying your bag.
My bag is right here next to me.
I know, but I'm not. See, if you were walking around carrying it, and like, then I probably would have seen it. The fact that it's just sitting over there.
I had seen it at one point, but
Why wouldn't you say anything? Because
you guys were already like running out of time during trending or something. Then after that, I forgot about it until afterwards. And I was like, dang it. Because I even, while you guys were talking, I zoomed in and took a picture of it.
Is this your daughter's laboo-boo?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's just, it's just on loan. This is not going to become a permanent.
No, it's not mine.
Is she over laboo-boos like everybody else?
Kind of.
Yeah, that thing faded real quick.
A little bit.
You don't think anybody's going to be getting laboo-boos for Christmas?
I think they will, but I think they're on the late freight on that one.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that was cool 3 months ago.
It's really died down.
That's true, I guess.
I think trends change faster than ever now.
Like,
way faster than ever.
Yes, they do.
Like, remember this? Remember Stanley Cups? Fighting people for
you go to Target, there's like thousands of them.
Oh, you can just get any color you want now. Classic.
We are so stupid. Mm-hmm. Hey, go to JV Morning Show if you want to check out our photos from home. We each do our own thing over the weekend. The Monday, we bring a picture from our weekend. So I'm on there now. You guys can see my picture. I took a little trip to the mall with my gaggle of kids there.
Yeah, what'd you guys shop for?
I actually had to go take my ring, my wedding ring, for a cleaning and the inspection you're supposed to do every 6 months that I haven't been doing.
You're supposed to have your ring inspected every 6 months?
Yeah, for insurance. So if a stone does fall out or whatever, they just replace it.
I've never heard of this.
Really? Yeah, so I have not been going every 6 months, but I went and they're like, it's fine. We're just update it and you're good to go. So that's what I went. It took me and my husband's rings in.
It's kind of brave to go with that many kids, though.
I know. It was really scary. It was really hard. And then the other girl there, that's my daughter's best friend. She's like my adopted daughter. She's always with us. So she's just one of the kids now.
Man, you do. You really do have a gaggle.
It's a gaggle, yeah.
That ring looks shiny when they professionally clean it.
It's
the
so
sparkle.
Nice.
Holy, the sparkle. Ooh. Whatever they do when they clean those things.
I know.
It looks good. All right, mine's a picture. I had my family's Thanksgiving up in Chico this past weekend. This is a picture of my brother and my dad and me. Oh, you can see our honey-baked ham there in the picture as well.
Oh, yeah.
Next to some, looks like some crackers. It looks like some crackers or something. I don't know why the crackers are being served with the ham there. Don't judge. But any critique or comments? You guys usually like
I'm looking.
Rip
you
my
guys
pictures.
Don't look anything alike.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't see it.
Brothers.
No. I don't see it at all.
Me and my dad? Maybe, I think me and my dad look
like.
Maybe
you and your brother a little bit. You guys have the same eyebrows?
Sort of.
No,
kind of.
I don't think so.
Same mouth shape.
No, other than it's lips and teeth. I don't see any resemblance.
I don't see any resemblance between you and your dad.
What?
Maybe the same nose, sort of?
No.
No, we have a different nose, yeah.
Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, no, you guys don't. Maybe your ears and your brother's ears look very alike.
No.
No, that's not about even.
It. Yeah, I don't see it there. I don't see it there either.
No.
You're right. Am I adopted? Well, do you think my brother looks like my dad?
No.
No.
Maybe we're both adopted. My entire life could be
weird.
A lie.
This is weird. Yeah, I don't really have much of a critique.
Where's your sister? Why isn't she in the picture?
That's a good question. Who gives a fuck about her?
What were you drinking, Graham?
That's a Manhattan there. Party of one, because I talked about it earlier. Go back to the podcast.
Nobody else was drinking.
My entire family, everybody decided that they're going dry all of a sudden. So I was drinking and everyone else was not.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway.
All right. My photo, I took a picture in front of the movie poster.
Oh, my God. Everything you do is so embarrassing.
What are you, 7 years old? My kids do this.
Well, you know, why not?
Took a picture in front of the movie poster. You look like somebody that would take a picture in front of a movie poster.
And your boyfriend or your fiance didn't want to get in it with you?
No. He literally, as soon as we walked out of the movie theater, he was like, so what was the movie about? Because I mentioned earlier he
good
went with me, but he took a nap and did a bunch of other stuff.
Good for
but
him.
Hey, at least he went with me. That's a real one right there.
Yep.
But yeah, I went to go see Wicked. That was kind of the highlight of my weekend, so I had to take a picture.
I'm surprised you didn't like dress up for the movie.
Yeah.
No, no.
Like in your Galinda outfit.
She probably had it and then took it off for this picture. She's like, they're going to roast me for that. I better take it off.
Don't tell anyone I'm wearing this right now, Ruben.
No, that's where I draw the line, you guys. I just
no magic wand, no tiara.
I did wear pink, though.
Where, what theater did you guys, was this in the Bay Area? Was this in
San Mateo.
Oh, in San Mateo. All right. I was going to ask if this was Selena's, if you went and got some crab bucket ahead of time. But
oh, that sounds nice.
No crab bucket was
imagine
had.
Imagine taking some into the theater to enjoy during the movie.
Dude, wait, I got to try
I'd
that.
Walk out. No,
no, you don't take seafood in there.
Crab bucket into a movie theater.
I'm telling you, the Kawabunga flavor, anywhere
stop
you go.
Stop it.
All right, check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show right there on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.